live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas.
Blasted off as a public company on Friday. The record-setting IPO raised tens of billions of dollars to help bankroll the company's ventures in spaceflight and artificial intelligence. For the week, both the Dow and the S&P 500 index rose about 0.2%, while the NASDAQ climbed 0.7%. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. With severe weather predicted for today, Cassandra Isabel Flores has this look at how it might affect the FIFA Fan Fest in Kansas City.
The Kansas City Metro could see wind gusts between 60 and 70 miles per hour and hail, potentially larger than golf balls tomorrow, developing in the late afternoon into the early evening. The Fan Fest will close if lightning is detected within 8 miles of the venue and if wind reaches 30 miles per hour. An evacuation plan is in place, along with emergency shelters for severe weather, including tornadoes. While the World War I Museum and Memorial is not directly partnering with FanFest activities, visitors are welcome to purchase a ticket and come inside for any weather issues that may pop up. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Cassandra Isabel Flores.
We'll have an updated look at that forecast coming up. A total of 21 people were treated, 4 taken to the hospital after a hazmat situation at an underground complex in Kansas City. KMBC reports that fire and hazmat crews were called to the scene yesterday morning after one person fell unconscious. A spokesperson for the Kansas City Fire Department says the call was upgraded after several people said they were feeling ill. The area was evacuated. Hazmat crews began monitoring air quality. The carbon monoxide level was 30 parts per million, according to KCFD. 4 people with minor symptoms were taken to the hospital. 21 people were treated in total at the scene. Crews ventilated the area, and the carbon monoxide level returned to zero.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds, working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org.
Showers and thunderstorms likely today, mainly this evening. Some of those storms could produce heavy rainfall. Otherwise, partly sunny skies today, highs in the mid-80s. Winds from the south 5 to 10 miles per hour, gusts up to 20 miles per hour. A 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, mainly before midnight. Again, some of those storms could be severe. It's 73 degrees in Lawrence. You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. We've got lots more Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. And then stay with us after Weekend Edition Saturday for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's news quiz. This week, Wait, Wait Gang is back in Chicago with panelists Josh Gondelman, Shantira Jackson, and Shane Torres. Comedian Robert Smigel stops by to play Not My Job. That's on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's news quiz, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning on both KPR1 and KPR2.
Do you have an IRA? Are you 70 and a half years or older? Would you like to support KPR? If the answer to all of these questions is yes, then consider a charitable distribution to KPR. To learn more, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org, under the Support tab.
Partly sunny skies today with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms developing mainly this evening. Some of those storms could produce locally heavy rainfall. We're looking for highs today in the mid-80s, a 70% chance of rain tonight. Again, some of that rain may be producing heavy rainfall. Lows tonight around 60 degrees. It's 73 in Lawrence, 74 in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com.
Here at Kansas Public Radio, we have just one job, to serve you, our listeners, with exceptional news, culture, and ideas. Your donation directly funds this service that you rely on. Because you listen to KPR, consider becoming a listener member at support.kansaspublicradio to help fund the programming that matters to you. And thanks. Our forecast calls for mostly sunny skies today, although it's pretty cloudy out there right now. We do have a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly this evening. Highs today around 85 degrees. It's 74 in Lawrence, 69 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Union Station, presenting the Berlin Wall, A World Divided, presented by Chase, featuring over 200 artifacts per
support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. The latest news from NPR at 8:01, followed by news from the KPR newsroom. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. Coming up right after Weekend Edition Saturday, it's NPR's news quiz. Wait, wait, don't tell me. That's all ahead on your favorite public radio station, Kansas Public Radio. The time is 8 o'clock.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinics.
The government's biggest step to date to restrict access to the most advanced AI models. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The English national soccer team is set to arrive in Kansas City today, but it may be without some of their gear. The BBC reports that vehicles containing some of their equipment were broken into and some gear stolen en route from the squad's pre-tournament base in Florida to their training camp at Swope Soccer Village in Kansas City. Two people have been taken into custody in connection with the case. The Kansas City Police are investigating. The team's first full training is tomorrow. Their first game is Wednesday against Croatia. A bill in the Senate that would allow year-round sales of E15 could cause soybean prices to fall. E15 is a biofuel made by blending gasoline with up to 15% corn-based ethanol. Some experts say that the legislation would motivate refineries to produce more ethanol over soybean-based biodiesel. That's because it includes an exemption allowing small refineries to blend less biofuel overall, and ethanol is cheaper to produce. Gretchen Cook is an economist for the National Corn Growers Association. She says corn price gains would outweigh any soybean losses.
even if I look at the decrease compared to the baseline for soy, a farm growing an equal amount of corn and soybeans is still going to have a net gain of $5 an acre.
But a University of Missouri analysis found rising corn prices might not offset a drop in soybeans. The bill is still making its way through the U.S. Senate.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Penn Medicine, committed to innovation, from groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care. Penn Medicine is working to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time. This is NPR.
We've got cloudy skies this morning, becoming partly sunny. A 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms developing this evening. Some of those storms could produce locally heavy rainfall. Winds from the south today, 5 to 10 miles per hour, with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. A 70% chance of showers, maybe thunderstorms tonight. Partly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the 70s. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
And you're listening to it on Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas.
We've got more Weekend Edition Saturday coming up on Kansas Public Radio. And then stay with us for This American Life coming up at noon today. This week on This American Life, mistakes, apologies, and the non-apology. And the shaky science of cryogenics. And what happens when things don't quite go according to plan? That's on This American Life coming up at noon on KPR1. We've got mostly cloudy skies, although our forecast calls for partly sunny skies today. We'll see if these clouds roll on. Showers and thunderstorms likely this evening, mainly after 5 p.m. Highs today in the mid-80s, winds from the south 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. We could get some locally heavy rainfall this evening, a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight, lows around 59 degrees, and then partly sunny and much cooler tomorrow with highs only in the mid-70s. It's 76 in Lawrence, 69 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, presenting Street.
Join us for Weekend Edition Sunday tomorrow morning from 7 to 10 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Kay McIntyre. I'll be with you tomorrow morning for Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
How would you celebrate your 90th birthday? Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, we'll hear from Art Ulin, who's celebrating his by climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. Then I hope you'll stay with us for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's news quiz, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, right after Weekend Edition Saturday. The show is back in Chicago. Comedian Robert Smigel will stop by to play Not My Job. That's on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's news quiz, at 10 o'clock today on both KPR1 and KPR2.
If it's not worth the time or effort to sell that old car, truck, or motorcycle, KPR's vehicle donation program will gladly take it off your hands so we can turn it into the programs you enjoy every day. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Looks like the sun is struggling to come out today. Highs expected around 85 degrees. It's 77 in Lawrence.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Bye.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison, 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market, celebrating 50 years of local foods. Presenting the Local Food Cup, open at 7:30 a.m. and activities starting at 9 a.m. June 27th at 824 New Hampshire Street. More at lawrencefarmersmarket.org.
We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. And then stay with us for NPR's News Quiz. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. We've got cloudy skies this morning. The sun is trying to poke out. Highs today in the mid-80s. That's KPR.